In the days of Jesus, those with leprosy would have been greatly feared by the community. They probably didn't understand the difference between infectious or contagious. I'm not sure we do all the time. But whatever, people were deeply afraid of catching it. Of course, it is known today that perhaps it isn't quite as catchable as some other things. But in the event, and I hate the word lepers, but those who were suffering from leprosy were often cast out of the village or the town, separated from the community. One of the other separations at that time would have been Jew and Samaritan. Jews would not mix with Samaritans. So it's perhaps helpful to notice that within this group, there were both Jews and Samaritans, or at least one Samaritan, brought together by their common misfortune. It's a reminder, isn't it, that COVID is affecting people of all nations, all faiths, all ages, rich and poor. One of the things we notice from that story is that when these men with leprosy spot Jesus and come to him, they actually keep their distance. Yes, they knew all about social distancing in those days too. Were they trying to protect Jesus and his friends from catching what they had got? Or did they understand full well that probably Jesus and his friends would not have wanted to come near them? Because it's very noticeable that Jesus does not go up to them. Very often when Jesus was healing, he would touch people and come near. But what does he do? He sends them on their way. They're told to go to the priests. Because in order to prove that they were healed for the society, anyone with leprosy had to go to the priests and get a sort of certification of healing. So Jesus sends them and off they go. And of course the miracle happens on the way. But I think you know what the real lesson from this gospel is, don't you? What do we do after we have been helped, after we've been healed, after we've been assisted in any way? I thought about all the times Jesus did this for people. How many of the 5,000 who he fed actually said thank you? The man taken down through the roof with his friends went on his way, picked up his bed and he walked. Did he stop to say thank you? We don't hear of that at all in the Gospels, which is what makes this one so special. Because 9 of the 10, when healed, obviously just went on their way. I bet they couldn't wait to get home to their families in joy. I'm healed. And, you know, it's like being born again, relive their lives. The important message here is the one, a Samaritan as it happens, who came back and thanked Jesus. I wonder how Jesus felt. You know, that someone actually thought to come back and thank him. I'd love to have seen the smile on his face. It is good to be appreciated, isn't it? We don't often seek thanks, but we do appreciate it when we get it. And that's true of, surely, of Jesus too. So I hope this gospel story is a reminder that we can take home today as we try and offer thanks in this service, that we take that message home with us. So that especially when we pray for something, when we ask Jesus to help us and do something, that we will give thanks with a grateful heart when our prayers are answered before we rush on to petition for something else. We're going to hear now some more stories from people, from Helen, from Angela, and from Jeff. And I can't remember if we're going straight into the song after that, but we either will or I'll come and announce it. Okay.